Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I tried to do it Sunday, and I just couldn't get it up.
And I think you smoking za.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're getting there, Goo. It's Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
I don't know where we... Oh, okay, you're talking about Thanksgiving.
And I just couldn't get it up. No, I'm talking about...
I can help you with that.
I'm talking about, we're almost at a holiday weekend.
Oh, no doubt.
Four-day weekend for us.
I'm going to miss you.
Evan will be in here Friday.
You're solo.
Holding it down.
Cowherd.
Oh, God.
And then Carter and Devon.
When's that?
That's before me. So they'll be on from 8 to 12. We are live and local on Black Friday. So Carter and Devon will be on from 8 to noon, and then I'll do a solo four-hour show from 12 to 4. You guys ever done that, by the way?
I have.
I don't think I have.
You've had to do a solo show.
4 hours?
Yeah, I've done one.
Yeah, feel free to call in sometime in the last hour and I'm leaking oil.
I used to lie and say, phone lines are packed. Nobody. But it would make me feel better, Stoney. Text myself to the text line. You're the best, Goo.
Well, I've done that too. Yeah, on the other side, we'll get to the calls. We got Jim, Sally, and Ben. Oh, Ben's in Vallejo. We'll get to them all on the other side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's none.
The thing I hate is when some people will say, how come you're not going to calls? Like, you just like to hear yourself talk, and I want to say, no one's calling.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, we do have a call, and
who we got?
I think he wants to address you. It's Rod in Vallejo, and Rod is talking about wearing...
Talk to me, Rod.
...the games.
Hey guys,
what's
great
up?
Show as usual.
Right on, baby.
You. Yeah, I'm 76 years old. I'm a 49er fan, and I've been going to watching football since 1955.
Wow.
Now, all through the 50s, the 60s, 70s, you can wear any jersey you wanted into an opposing stadium, and nothing was said. But when those gangbangers started identifying with the Raider logo. And that Dolphins fan got beat up at the Coliseum. After that, you could not wear another jersey into that Oakland Coliseum without getting spit on and just trashed.
Well,
that's where it all started.
Yeah, Rod, I got to stick up for Raider fans.
That was isolated.
So when the Raiders moved back here in what, 95?
Mm-hmm. Which time? It's been a few times.
Right.
Yeah.
They were here, they left, then they came back. I had nothing but fun and good times at Raider tailgates. I think they got a bad reputation. I thought that there was great banter with guys who would wear
incredible.
The other team's jerseys. And as long as you kept it light, it was a lot of fun.
And it was where, I'm being real with this, I want a documentary about those tailgates, A's game, Raiders, but it's where all walks of life, you could be a doctor, you could be... whatever, you all came together for the silver and black. Like, I witnessed that love. Steiny, it didn't matter how much money you made. The one common denominator was you loved the black and silver. And I told you this the other day. I don't want to take the show down and get sad. Steiny, I'm on 880 a lot, Highway 880.
Okay.
And when I pass the Coliseum and think about the memories of the A's, the Warriors, and the Raiders, it's sad, man. There is nobody playing there, man. And I'll leave that there, but it's sad. Like, I really get, like, I grew up in with that.
I mean, if you got to look at it this way, though, that if the Warriors are still playing there, then we wouldn't get that Halloween spirit store in the month preceding Halloween. You ever, that's where you go to get your Halloween stuff.
Well, I'm not into Halloween, so.
They hang a big banner, and it says, you know, it's where you get the...
I needed you to be serious and then hold me, you know, from over there, and then you come up with some...
We were pretty serious.
But yeah, it's not, it hurts, man. Can you, just real quick, can you name another city that lost all three teams, the big clubs? Evan, can you think of one? I can't think of nobody but the town.
Let me think.
For all three in three different sports, A's, Raiders, Dubs. Like, man, I'm telling you, there's a pain I get every time I drive past it. Like, damn.
I actually don't think there is.
Day games with Canseco and Dave Henderson and McGuire, the Chris Mullin era.
Did you take off work to go?
No, I was coming into work. Cut school.
No, so that's when you started that habit?
It's like you didn't do it. But seriously, man.
And I don't think there's been a city that's lost teams, that many teams that haven't replaced them. Like New York City lost a couple baseball teams, but then they got another one.
Right. San Diego lost
Seattle,
the Chargers.
Lost the Pilots.
Well, the Chargers.
And then
the
Sonics.
But there's still a baseball team in San Diego.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Seattle lost, but they got the Mariners.
Who the who?
The Seattle Pilots were a Major League Baseball team, and I believe they became the Astros.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not sure. I had called 45s or
now
something.
Now, heard of those.
No, but I'm pretty sure the Seattle Pilots, Boeing, yeah. Seattle. They
How
had
many times did you see them play?
Who?
The Pilots. It was a joke.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places that have lost teams, but even like the Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore.
Right. But you got something back.
But you got another football team.
But all three, man. Just
the St. Louis Hawks left, but they still have the Cardinals and the Blues.
The Rams left St. Louis.
Rams left. Yeah. But St. Louis still, again, has two professional
Cardinals,
teams.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm trying to think who else.
Nobody.
Vancouver lost the Grizzlies to Memphis.
Okay.
And the Cardinals, weren't they originally in like Chicago? All the way back in the...
I grew up, they were St. Louis. Yeah, when I touched Earth.
Yeah,
football.
Yeah.
Goo, is there anything more fitting than Jonathan Kuminga's coming back?
No, that was exciting news.
For the Santa Cruz Warriors.
Yeah, but you said, like I said, you play one, the practice up and down, and him and Melton might be on the same bus back. But that's good reinforcement, man. And this Melton thing, let's be honest, Donnie, outside of a trade moving forward, this is the one domino we all been waiting on. And how healthy is he going to look like he did before he got hurt?
Hopefully
Six
not.
Six games. Because remember, we were...
Hopefully not. Wait,
his first six games
when he was good, or his second six games when he stunk?
No, I'm talking about Melton last year. Remember, got off to that good start.
I got you. Willard, you referred to this earlier in the show. Willard and Dibbs had Steve Kerr on yesterday.
Good interview.
And by the way, according to the 925, Seattle turned into the Brewers. They turned into the Milwaukee Brewers. Mm-hmm. So Steve Kerr... Willard was picking.
They did both of them.
Willard
they did a great
picking.
Job.
It's good to see Willard. Yeah, is Willard in today? Or we got Grandy?
Grandy.
You got Grandy.
Yeah.
Hey. Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, here you go. This is Steve Kerr yesterday talking about Jonathan Kuminga and Willard with some pointed questions.
It was frustrating to say day to day for two straight weeks and then continue to get asked about it because it's day to day, but not really having, you know, a definitive answer. And so, but the training staff, you know, they're doing their jobs and it was just tough to know what was going on. And But that's why it was great to see him out there today, scrimmaging in the half court and feeling better. I think he's finally getting through there. But yeah, there's frustration sometimes when there's not, you know, clarity in terms of what's happening with an injury. And that was just the case. So I was a little frustrated by that.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, not angry because the guy's, you know, truly hurt. But I feel that, Stani. You know, no update. You said what he said to Nick Friedel, Kuminga, that is. You'll know when I'm back, paraphrasing. But, I mean, that's good news. On the night of a game that you got two dudes that are not far from coming back, Stani.
Yeah. This is more Steve Kerr on what Kuminga does that the team needs.
Well, he's rebounded really well this year, and you know, the ability to get by people and create an advantage offensively, you know, off the dribble. You know, we definitely could have used that in a couple of these games, but every player brings something different, and it affects which, you know, lineups we put out there, and so it's always about the five-man unit. And so whoever's available, we just search for the best possible combo.
Can I put a rat on the table sponsored by ATCO Pest Control?
Go ahead.
The one thing that I think it feels like we're all omitting is that despite Kuminga playing pretty well the first six games and then not playing great the subsequent five or six games, that when he suffered his injury and left the court, he was the team leader in minutes.
Wow.
At that point. Mm. So, you know, that's where I'm not. I mean, he led the team in minutes. So he was getting every opportunity that everybody else had and then some.
Yeah. And he had a good first five games. And then after that, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't as good as the first five, but he never got it again. So I'm not taking any onus off of him, but he never got to respond to the, you know, to the subpar play. And that's why you feel like, and Stani, right there, you miss a guy that was giving you that, the most minutes, and that's how it should be. He's young, athletic, and I love Kerr saying frustrated, but that's not anger. You know, he wasn't mad at Kuminga.
He's over it. Come on, Goo.
Well, he can't be. He's getting ready to come back, and you got to reincorporate him.
He is so, like, he's like me yesterday. He's so sick of having to spend so much time talking about particular player that you can just tell it in his voice. It gets it kind of deflates him. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. This is more on
give it to
Kerr and Kuminga from Willard and Dibbs.
Then J.K. got his first 3-on-3 in since the knee has kept him out over the last couple of weeks. So he will play 5-on-5 tomorrow. He said he felt a lot better today. And so the hope is that he would be ready for Saturday. But again, we'll just keep it, you know, keep it day to day.
There Steve it is. Kerr.
Yeah. And Melton is the dessert. That's what I love, that not only is Kuminga coming back, Melton may be ready to go.
Yeah, so Jonathan Kuminga and D'Anthony Melton, looks like they're going to play for Santa Cruz in the next night or two, and then hopefully Kuminga can rejoin the team Saturday against the New Orleans Pelicans. Hey, by the way, you know who's playing well? You brought this team up the other day, not the Pelicans, but the Raptors.
Oh, man, they are balling. Second right now, 13-5. Who had that on their bingo card? Brandon Ingram.
You know what? Can we lose that?
If you lose fake outrage, okay. I can tell you it bothers me. And I thought you did that yesterday with Kuminga. You
definitely went on my bingo card.
When you said I'm so excited. You went on one, but I was like, that's fake outrage. When you say me and it bothers me, I don't let you know it bothers me.
That was not fake outrage yesterday.
That was Kuminga.
I'm sick of him. I love him, but I'm sick of him.
You don't love him.
No,
that ain't love.
No, let me be clear. Yeah. I'm not sick of Kuminga. I'm sick of the way we talk about Kuminga. How about that?
Why would I like it better if you said I'm sick of waiting for him to blossom?
Well, because I'm not sick of that. I don't think he will here. I think that ship has sailed.
Well, then there's some movement down the road come January, Stiney.
They got to move him. Ethan Sherwood Strauss said it.
Better get something equal or more.
Another eighth man?
Wait, Stiney, he was starting.
Was.
Got hurt.
Beat out.
Stop. Oh, man.
I mean, Steve Kerr was asked about, is there more going on with the Kuminga situation?
Yeah, this is
than on the court.
You know, I've spoken with JK. We talked on the trip, you know, after he went out. You know, we spoke in Orlando for a while before the game. So we're on the same page. You know, we're both trying for the same thing. You know, there's always frustration for players, you know, when they go out of the starting lineup. That's not unique to anybody. So that was part of the conversation, you know, coming off the San Antonio wins, you know, that we're going to continue to stay with what we're doing, but that could change at any moment. And that's always my approach. If we're doing well, we're going to stick with it. And then we have to adapt and adjust from there. And so that's the case with in this particular equation with JK. When he does come back, assuming we're still playing pretty well, I'll bring him off the bench. And he's got to earn his way back into the starting lineup, just like Moses had to do, you know, at the beginning of the season when he was out. And it's always the way it works, no matter who it is.
Now, if I'm putting myself in Kuminga's shoes, Dan, I got to believe he's size 14, 15. But I'm 13. I don't know if I like how that sounds. You got to earn it back.
Oh, my God.
Because he might feel like I didn't earn it to loot, like I got hurt. Remember I played 8 minutes and said, just telling you how I think a young player, so I gotta impress you again.
He fell out of the starting lineup. Right. He started, then he played six games, and he fell out of the starting lineup.
Yeah, I'm not saying Kerr said anything wrong. It's just hearing that to not an impressionable young guy like Kuminga is.
But I'm feeling
like Kuminga is like, I should be a made man already, damn
and
it.
That's the problem. He's not a made man. He's not close to a made man. He hasn't established himself in the league. Nobody knows who he is in this league. Nobody knows what he is. Nobody knows what he's going to be.
No, they know who he is.
And all of a sudden, he wants to act like he's arrived.
Well, I'm not saying.
It sounds to me like you'd put him right back in the starting lineup.
I would have never took him out. That's just me.
Why?
Because you take the good with the bad, and I know Moody was out. That's why he got in there, no doubt.
It's about the team.
But this is not proven to be the most effective. Like, we don't know if they've lost three or four without him. So I'm just telling you and Dub Nation, it's not like they just went on a winning streak without him. That's all. And I'm about operation.
This stuff's never
just maximize
end.
This until you have to.
Right, maximize Kuminga at the expense of the team.
No, I would never.
That's what
say
it
that.
Feels like at times.
Nah, never.
It does.
Well, that's not me saying it to you. That you just feel that way.
I feel like the fans have pushed this more than the media with Kuminga, but the media's got to kind of respond. Because everybody,
but the negotiations
talks
were,
about
what, how would you describe that? I mean, that was tense. Or if you even want to use that word, it could be too strong.
They,
but
they
everybody
just didn't
was
let him, he's here because they didn't want to let him go for nothing. Mm. I mean, he and that's the other thing. Like, you know, then he played five good games, and everybody's talking about his future here with the Warriors, and they might not want to.
Trade him. Yours truly.
Of course, they're going to trade him. Mm. Don't you think? Like, they got to move him at this point.
Well, I got to stand on, you know, business, Donnie. I said when the first five games, and it was a short sample size, oh, man, this thing might not happen. There might not be a trade. So, again, I called out him playing poorly the last few games before he got hurt. So, I mean, he's got some time to, I know you're going to laugh, make an impression or one last impression. So, we'll see how it works out, but you gotta be better than you were before you got out of that starting lineup.
Yeah, and Steve Kerr can't help him.
Mm.
He can't. It's up to Kuminga to do it at this point. Here's the other thing. I do think we may be seeing a situation where Kerr is going to be even tougher with the younger guys.
Because it's happening with Pods. 18. What did you say the other
season
night?
Season low, 18 minutes for Pods. He likes Will Richard.
Yeah.
So I think if Jonathan Kuminga comes back and is the player he was when he left, which was not the guy who played at the beginning of the year. I think he's gonna be tough on all those guys. Mm. Guru is upset about being 10-9. If JK was starting the whole time, they'd be 7-12.
Well, see, that's not fair. That, like, you can laugh and smile. That's not fair. Yeah.
But it's,
and we'll
also
never have that answer.
No, and but we also, no, but you'll assume they could be 13-6, though, if he did play. What's the difference?
We won't know.
You give him the benefit of the doubt, and the texter just didn't give him the benefit of the doubt.
But that is good news about Kuminga and Melton. I don't care if he starts or doesn't. Just, you got some thunder coming back, Stoney.
I know you think I'm serious.
No,
here,
I'm being, go ahead.
It's news.
But it's not good
told
news.
This. It's news. That's all it is.
I'm not going to use the word decrepit, but when you're older and you're talking about the miles and how you got a bad draw in regard to the travel and the schedule, I get all that. But, Stoney, you cannot omit the fact that hands on deck, when those hands are of a 23-year-old on a good day that can help you, that wasn't too long starting for you, that can help you, Stoney. That can help. You're saying it's going to be a labor. It's going to be a lot. Like, man, Melton's going to help. So hopefully he can stay healthy. Let's go.
I mean,
at this point,
doesn't
what
it
else
sound
do you
like
have?
To you? How many games did Melton play last year?
I want to say 6.
Okay.
It
is clear that the Warriors felt like Melton helped them in 6 games impact winning more than Kuminga's done it for 4 years.
Gotcha.
Like, the Warriors have made
he's a way
such
more polished
a big
player
deal
than Kuminga.
Hell, I don't even know if he's a polished player. I only saw him play 6 games last year. But it's clear the Warriors think that Melton is some kind of a connector.
Mm.
But
because we need
one. They don't view JK like that. And I'm not sure why. But it's probably because Kuminga doesn't fit as well as Melton. Melton is a perfect fit, Uncle Looney says, next to Steph Curry because of the defense. I don't know what's going to happen. What'd you think about when Ethan Strauss said, yeah, same as last year?
I didn't like it because I'm looking at the schedule real quick, Stoney. Oh, my gosh. After Saturday, they got Tuesday OKC here.
Okay.
We owe them. But I'll say this. They haven't even
they're 17-1.
So 42 other teams.
Right. But I'll say this to that. That should be the game. You got Sunday, Monday to practice. You would think Melton, or let's just say Kuminga, should be back for that one.
Well,
and that's
the
NBA Peacock game. 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., y'all.
You know, that game actually does decide the argument that you guys had. I think it was earlier this week about practice, how much practice will help.
Yeah.
If they have practice before the Thunder, they should look better.
Well, Evan, to that,
yeah,
they had practice
that.
2 days
would
before
they lose by
30
in OKC?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll look better.
Well, what about you had? Well, you only had 1 day off in between Miami last week and Portland. Just think last Friday, this time.
Well, they've already won.
Station.
They beat Utah after a practice, and they look buttoned.
That's Utah.
Well, I'm just saying. They want to know.
Well, they also got, they got Saturday off, too.
Yeah.
They play the Pelicans.
No, that's a 4.
And here's where Guru goes. But now, now they find Willie Green. They're really playing hard.
I feel
Zion
bad for Willie.
Play. What?
You out or in on him? I'm out.
The team played their best ball all season when JK was in the starting lineup.
Thank you.
Steiny has always been a JK hater.
Thank you.
So no surprise here with
Thank
his take.
Thank you. Know your show.
How did he play this?
They didn't figure you out,
and,
baby.
And there it is. And there it is, 510. There it is.
It's my man.
Jonathan Kuminga, to some fans, gets to play 5 good games, and now he's played the best ball of his career.
Nah, nobody, they
How about playing
too.
A month of good ball? See, this is
it's coming.
See, this is what happens, Goo. I don't dislike Kuminga, but stop telling me he's Larry Bird.
And I'm not.
Yes, you are. He's an thank you. And
we got some Nick Cronin sound. We got to play it.
Nick Cronin. The
we got one more before the guys come in.
What do you mean?
One more segment.
I know. We'll play it next segment.
Yeah.
We'll have fun next segment.
I've been having fun all day.
Yeah. But just how about this? I'll make a deal with you. No Kuminga talk the last segment. None.
That's easy.
Zero.
Donnie, he's not playing.
Not for you. Not for you, because you know the difference.
Right. But so Nick, we got to go. Right.
Do we?
Nick Friedell.
What about him?
Let's say he's written 20 columns. 17 have been the subject matter of Kuminga because that's what's going. That like he's a lightning rod.
Somebody needs to give Nick some new ideas.
He's written more than 22. That dude's working like a dog.
He is. Nahegian will give him some good ideas. Nahegian's an idea guy. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Hey, today is your chance to win great prizes. Every single hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tons of great prizes. Oh, no. You're kidding me.
Swear to God.
Oh, my God, Goo. Listen to this. Yeah. Tons of great prizes. And in the next hour, in the next segment, I'll be a son of a if we're not giving away a Jonathan Kuminga bobblehead. Oh man!
Online's gonna
when
break.
You hear the air horn sound or be caller five on the contest line, it's our Thanksgiving blowout right here, 95.7 The Game. And don't forget tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, we're gonna bring you the Chiefs, Cowboys, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott. Guru's gonna be all dressed up in his cowboy garb. Oh, what a day for the Goo! So you're gonna have Prescott, Mahomes, Thanksgiving feast, Chiefs. Cowboys, 1 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shut up, Evan.
Yeah. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, it's college basketball tourney season, Goo.
Yeah, that's why they were playing Cal and UCLA. Cal beat UCLA last night at Chase. But go ahead, I jumped in.
That wasn't really a tournament, though, I think. It was more of an exhibition.
No, it was, they got something going to Chase.
Tonight, too?
No. They played at Chase.
They did, but, like, this is a tournament?
The Maui Invitational Championship.
USC, Arizona State. And I don't know if you saw this. Of course, USC's coached by former Golden State Warrior and Sacramento Kings coach Eric Musselman. And
I'm a Madsen guy.
If you... Mark Madsen?
Yeah, Cal.
If you watch, they just showed highlights of the USC basketball team in the ocean on surfboards.
Wow.
And Eric Musselman, originally from San Diego, has some experience surfing.
Have you surfed before? I have not.
I have tried it. Yes, I took a surfing lesson down in Half Moon Bay.
How did that go?
It was about...
Oh, well, obviously
not
well.
I got up on the board very briefly.
How old were you?
It's probably about 15 years ago.
So
15, 20.
Yeah, not too long.
Man, you get really tired because you got to pop up on that board. Gotcha. And it's pretty tough. And we also had, I think we were using styrofoam boards, which are easier to get up on than the true surfboards.
Yeah. Real quick before we get to
I don't know if you would have been
business.
Able. You're a big boy, so I don't know if you would have been able to get up on that
thing. Yeah, strong. Listen.
Yeah, but not a lot of lower body.
You've been doing this longer than I have.
What's your point?
But is there anything worse when you think you got good friends? I got a good friend. His name's Galen. AA Concrete. He owns AA Concrete out there. Calls me during the break. Thanks for the support, G. Because you ain't listening. Because if you were listening, you would know I'm at work.
Yep, that's...
So don't tell on yourself. That hurts.
That's how I had my falling out with my brother.
What? Come on. You got to fix that.
Won't.
So you won't even call him Happy Thanksgiving?
Probably not.
It's a wrap.
Come on, Galen, do better, man. Support your boy.
No.
It hurts, though.
There's a disrespect level that was hit. He just thinks,
Did you fight?
No fight.
Then call him a fight.
There's a little fight. But
didn't you see him at dad's ceremony?
Last time I saw him.
And you guys didn't let bygones be bygones, huh?
No, we were fine then. Although he let's see, I don't want to get into it.
I could do a case study on you, man. Stoney, pick up the phone, call your brother, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
No, I won't do that.
Why?
I don't feel like it. That's, you know, the other thing. Let's talk about something uplifting.
Right. Damn.
Not my family. Hey, one of the things I love are coaches who tell it like it is. And
my man,
I wasn't going to play this because I was thinking, well, this is Tulane and nobody really cares about Tulane. And even though you bring it up, Stein, it's kind of cute.
Go Green Wave!
Nobody really wants to hear. And then I'm tuning in this morning.
Chasky?
No, he wasn't here.
No, he called in.
No, I'm talking about Sam Lubman.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But Sam allowed to talk about the Miami Hurricanes and how they're getting hosed for 15 or 20 minutes. And I thought, well, they, guess what?
You got access.
The Green Wave are fair game. So John Sumrall's the coach of Tulane. Not for long. He's going to probably go to the SEC at the end of the year. So Tulane's 9-2.
Man.
And they still have a shot to get in the football tournament.
Yes, sir.
And last week they were voted 25th in the country as they cracked the top 25 last week, and now they're up to 22.
Okay.
And as you know, Guru, this is what I love. I've been telling you all year, they're not that good.
You have been.
They're 9-2, but they're worse than last year, and there's something about them this year. God love them. But I don't know. They're just, and everybody's like, Steiny, you're Tulane Wave. They're rolling 9-2. I'm like, they're not Rhett's as good laugh. As that. Anyway, they won a game a week ago against Florida Atlantic.
Well, God, that's
and the week after the game, they said, hey, John, your team is in the top 25. You must be pretty good.
It's the head coach.
Take a listen to the head coach at Tulane. This is what I appreciate when people keep it real.
Do you feel like your team is one of the top 25 teams in the country currently?
I don't know. You know, I've watched that many other people play. I watch us play, and I watch whoever get ready to play. And then after that, I don't really know who else is out there. I mean, I'll just be very candid. There's some days I feel like we're one of the bottom 25 teams in the country watching us play. So, you know, if we want to start feeling comfortable or casual about somebody wanting to vote us in the top 25 teams, there must be a lot of bad football going on if we're one of the top 25 teams. So, I mean, there must be some really bad football played right now in college football. So, I don't know. We're average. We're an average team. We get every 6 or 7 days, depending on the schedule of the week, to promote ourselves or embarrass ourselves. We've done that before. So, we better get ready to play. I think I watched this practice today. I think we're average.
If I were the AD, I would call him in. Sonny, I'm being serious. And say, hey, just give me your card key. You're done. That dude, he ain't Journey. He is not believing in his team. Sonny, I need more than that. Lie to us.
They're 9-2.
Evan, it sounded like they were 2-9. There must be some bad football.
I love that.
Who voted us top two? What do you love about?
Just
if I'm a player,
honesty.
I ain't feeling that.
I would love
it. Damn, coach,
I would love it.
You said he's might be gone. Probably. He's gone.
That sounds like a guy who's gone.
Evan, he is checked out, baby. That's the only way you talk like that.
I love it.
I only watch our team in the season. Like he don't even like football. They got him so bad.
Hey, what do you think about the state of Kyle? I don't watch it.
We practiced today. So basically they had a bad practice.
I don't know.
We're average. That's pretty good. How did you hear that? Like, how did you find that?
I'm part of the Green Wave Boosters. I know everything that's going on with our program. No, so
do you send bread?
Do I send bread? I pay tuition. Well, okay. Speaking of this, this is, you want to talk
that
about.
That doesn't make you a booster, though.
No doubt. Yeah, no, you pay.
I am, though, a booster.
So you send some chicken.
To Retzlaff?
No. Who? No, it's called regular old tuition. Get this. So my daughter goes to Tulane. We pay an we pay an exorbitant amount of money to go to Tulane.
All right.
And then we get this notice in the mail that she's made like the honor roll or something.
Let's go.
And they're like, yeah, we'd like to recognize your daughter for her, you know, studies.
Let's go.
And da-da-da-da-da. If you want to be part of it, send $400. Send $400 more than the tuition.
Wow, man.
It's a cold game. I've never heard anything so dumb.
Like, that's a booby prize. How am I? She should be getting something. But
Thank you.
Here's a discount for next month's tuition. Exactly. Stoney, did you send it?
Hell no. Oh my God. It was like, you guys ever get these? You graduate from high school and you're like honor roll. And then you get a. So then you get something in the mail and it's from Who's Who in America?
No.
So you're in high school and you get straight A's. If you send your photo in with your high school and your grades along with $100, they'll like put your photo in a book with all the other people who paid $100 to let people know that they got a couple A's in high school.
Oh, man.
You know, it's called Who's Who in America.
Only thing I'm getting is AARP. I don't know why they keep calling me or sending me stuff.
Yeah, but
I'm hooping, so I just don't send it to me. I don't qualify. That's how I feel when I see it. Nope.
All right, so that was John Sumrall.
Yeah, that was great. That was
football.
Great.
And you mentioned UCLA. They were in the Bay last night playing Cal.
They were ranked and lost.
Which team?
UCLA. Oh. 23, 22.
Now
18.
Oh, good God. Peyton Manning.
Now, here's the one thing that maybe you don't know about me, Goo, but there are times when I can't stand guys. I hate them. And Mick Cronin was a guy. Mick Cronin was a guy about 4 years ago I couldn't stand. And now it's 4 years later, and he is just the best. His podium game is so good.
And that's what life's about.
That's him.
That's him.
That's Mick Cronin. He was a little disappointed, it sounded like, after they lost to Cal last night. So, Mick, let's go to the post-game press conference and listen to Mick Cronin, who's always a joy to listen to.
Yeah, we got about a minute 20. This is what he said right off the rip after they lost Cal last night.
Congratulations to Mark and his team. Thought they had a great, if I was watching the game, I'd have been a fan of their team. Thought they had a great attitude. This time in my life, it's something I appreciate. But they deserve to win. They came ready to play. We had some guys did not. That's on me. Is what it is. Congratulations, they kicked our ass. I don't even look at the score. The score is different. I mean, I know you guys do, but we had 20 deflections. It's a low, maybe a five-year low. I came into, I think, a Haas Pavilion where they played, man, with a bunch of freshmen, and they had an NBA player. We held them to 53, I think, and won the game. But our team attitude was terrible. It's been a problem for a month. It affects performance. You get in a ring against somebody that wants to fight, give them confidence early, you're in for a fight. Aside from the fact we can't make a free throw.
Dude, what? I mean, how somber can you be, man? Damn, our team attitude has been bad for about a month.
You can like hear him rubbing his face as
yes, anguish. I got to believe that was Jaylen Brown.
That's what I was thinking too. Must have been right. The other thing I was thinking is, you know what? I mean, maybe in this age of NIL, these guys are getting paid. These coaches are gonna not treat them like student athletes, but treat them more like professional players.
And that's why I was so hurt that Nick Saban quit.
Wait, what?
Nick Saban, he quit when he lost his powers to the NIL in the portal.
Okay.
That bothered me.
Why?
Because it told me you couldn't grow. Well, or you couldn't find another way.
Or he's a man of principle?
No.
Yes.
He's a man of... Steiny, he was the man. Everybody wanted to play for him. He quit.
No, he's the head of Trump's fitness panel on college football or something.
What?
Yeah, he's... Oh, yeah. He's still actively involved.
Well, anyway, he quit because of the portal. It's a new game out here, man. You got to... Man, that dude was despondent. Team at it. What do you think he meant? Just no ha-ha, no rah-rah on the bus?
Yeah, they...
No music in the locker room for the games?
They mailed it in, it sounds like, to me. But you got me thinking about something with...
Saban and the portal. He quit.
Okay, so... So let me tell you what this would be like. It would be like the boss coming in to this show and saying, hey, guys, we're gonna start doing things a little differently here.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, Steiny, we're going to need you to be way more hot take-ish. We're going to need you to have less perspective. We're going to need you to be more emotional. We don't even care if what you say is wrong. Just make sure you yell and scream. And that's going to be our new format, yelling and screaming, even more than you do now.
Oh.
And I would say, I'm out on that. Yeah, I don't want to do that, coach.
I totally get that.
Okay, well, that's what Saban did. That's all. He doesn't have to be a part of that crap.
No, but he lost the portal.
He lost nothing.
Yeah, kids got power. They decided they could take their ball and go home.
Yeah.
And he had nothing. He was like, oh, boy.
You see,
so the way
Nick
that
Saban
I used
coached
to
in the pros.
And how
he
did
knows
that
what
go?
It's about, and he doesn't want to do it.
The Dolphins. That was horrible.
You don't remember anything about
his
tenure.
I just said the team.
Okay,
they
give me
stunk.
One. Okay, what was their record? Who was their quarterback?
6-10.
What years was he even there?
You know I know.
No, you don't.
But that's...
What years was Saban at Miami,
Mouth? I don't want to say it. I know it was a failure, just like your boy Patino coming to the Knicks.
They made the playoffs and beat the Boston Celtics his first year.
Hey, who else came
and
dipped
out? Stu Jackson.
Yeah, who else came and led, didn't do anything?
You know, Patino's getting in that group, too, where he's just saying anything and anything under the sun.
What do we got
from
him? What do we got from him? Nothing from him, huh? How dare you tell me to tell you the date, the year?
Because you know, you don't know.
They stopped doing a team.
Stop making stuff up. Seriously.
They stunk.
Guru's cooking Steiny like usual.
Yeah, who is 510?
Some clown named. Oh, I don't know who. I can't tell.
I couldn't rob a bank with you, Steiny. You leave your driver's license on the counter.
I can't see the thread.
Oh, boy.
It affects performance.
That is great. That dude, you think he's still sad today or is he shaking it off?
It's he been makes a problem so, for a month.
He makes so much money. He's fine.
Money he's fine. Ain't everything, Stanley. You talked about it the other day with IU.
Yeah, but it didn't involve me. I was talking about somebody else's money, not mine. Not mine. Warriors play tonight, Goo, against the Houston Rockets. Oh, by the way.
Uh-oh. What you got?
This game tonight is going to be exactly like the one before the All-Star break last year. Houston's got no chance in this game tonight. You want to bet? I'm laying big money on the Warriors tonight.
What is
big
the line? Money. I don't even know the line.
It's Warriors by 2.5.
Yeah, Warriors favored
by
2.5.
What happened to 14.5? And they covered that bad boy. Oh, the one by 17 over you. 2005-6, Saban, Dolphins.
Okay. Oh, I see. It just came in over the text line.
He went night.
Saban did not want to compete in a level playing field. He was the one pushing for
15-17 in his tenure.
In
Miami.
Do you like Nick Saban?
I did. I wanted to see more of him. Like, I watch Bama's coach now.
DeBoer?
He's a bore. I don't feel
DeBoer.
Like he's
I don't know what his name is. Is it DeBoer?
Yeah.
DeBoering.
You got him?
Hey, I heard a rumor today. We may have a special guest after the show. And not who you're thinking. Not who you're thinking.
What's sad is I thought of Curry.
He's got a...
But don't... Give me a hint.
Evan has... extended an invitation.
Oh, I hope it's our guy.
To this person.
If he pulls up, oh, this will be the greatest. Double D.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's always a game time.
He's got you and him are like brothers.
Let me tell you something about DeVone.
He's nicer.
Oh, he's got something going on.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? He's always working. You can tell he's always working on something.
He ain't thirsty, Stoney. How about that?
You know, I'll text him right now.
Him and Evan, they got a good show, man.
See if he wants to come out.
Yep.
All right. Anyway.
I keep thinking tomorrow's Saturday. They have no show tomorrow.
What time the Cowboys game tomorrow? Oh, it's 1 o'clock, and yeah. You can hear it right here on 95.7 The Game.
I'll be saying grace as we eat that early.
So you're going to be watching the game while you're eating?
No, because I tend to see what they're going to do, and that affects my appetite.
It affects performance.
Like, say I've sat there with a plate full of food, and then they're getting blasted.
Why would they serve dinner at kickoff?
It's just in our blood. We like to do it early. Coach and Vallejo gave you the format.
I know, but so will you have the game on and you all just be watching it around the table?
Yeah, and I'll say grace.
That sounds like great Thanksgiving conversation.
I'll say grace. Dude, I love saying grace.
Football's actually...
Get out of bounds, Dak! Happy Thanksgiving, man.
When we hit pause.
Football's important on Thanksgiving, Steiny. I don't know if you've ever been around lots of family, but you need something to distract.
Yeah, no doubt. Or stuff pops off. Yeah.
You ever get in a fight on Thanksgiving?
Never. That's why I want you to call your brother, man.
I'm not calling him.
How many funerals do I got to go to tell you tomorrow's not promised, man? Fix the relationship.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, he's your blood brother.
Allegedly.
Oh, see, I
it's been a problem for a
month.
That
ain't good. It's not any.
What? Goo, you know I'm just kidding.
But call him.
No, but.
Say, hey, man, you know.
We're tight. We're fine. You have your whole family home?
Yeah. Daughter, son just got home, but he brought a guest.
Which one?
Oh, boy.
His buddy, Brooklyn.
Girlfriend?
He's from Brooklyn, so he has no family here.
Wait, his name's Brooklyn, and he's from Brooklyn?
That's his nickname, Brooklyn. Yeah, he's from Brooklyn. His nickname is Brooklyn. And I'm happy, Evan, but when I saw him, I go, the me time me and my son were going to have and me forcing him to watch movies, he's got a shield and excuse now, so.
Maybe that's why he brought him home.
I told Steiny, I look at the ring camera like, oh, man. Now I'm happy he brought his buddy.
Well, that's nice. You also open up your doors to someone.
Yeah, what you did to Spadoni. Some say he's not coming.
He ain't showing.
Dude.
And that'll be
all. The 3 o'clock cut. You told Susan that he might come?
She wants him to come, but she wants his kids to come, too.
Now, see that? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, bring him.
But she doesn't really know Spadoni either, though. You know what I mean? Distracted.
No, you just said it. She doesn't really know him.
Right. So that's why she wants him there.
He's homeless.
Stoney, I'm being real. You and Evan, I think I know the answer. Chitlins. Have you ever had or eaten them?
No.
Evan?
Never.
Is that intestine?
Pig.
Yeah. Yeah, I have had chitlins.
With the Louisiana hot sauce. Oh, my God.
It's pretty good, actually.
I've never had them.
Chitterlings? You got to try them.
There's about four things I've never had, and they
give
all
me
fit
the other
into
three.
Collard greens. Never.
And you got
what's
black
that,
friends?
What's that pie you guys like?
Hey, dude, you better be kidding. See, this is where you get so excited.
It's going to be worse than the Hennessy yesterday.
Oh, man.
No, what's
sweet potato pie.
That's right. Yeah, I've never had that.
Damn,
what's the main meal? What's the main meal? The main meal. Like, it's collard greens.
Oh, my
God. Oh,
sweet potato pie.
You sound like Fuzzy Zeller, man.
You got to Google that, Evan. You got to Google that.
Stoney, stop on your head.
Chitlins?
Ham hock.
That's it.
Yeah, ham hock.
That's it?
No, I don't mess with that. Now, I got friends, not black, that
you don't eat
cow tongue. I could never eat anything that nasty.
My buddy Dana doesn't eat pig either.
No, but cow tongue?
Dana's Muslim?
Well, it's a long story.
It's a yes or no.
It's a long story. He used to be Dana Bell, and his family changed their last name to Ali in the late 60s.
So he's Muslim.
Yeah, he was selling those little books on the corner in a black suit.
Steiny,
and a bow tie. He talks about it all the time. For the great Elijah Muhammad.
Honorable.
Yes.
Yeah, there you... Wow.
What else you want to know about?
Nah, you didn't say enough.
Anyway, no, he doesn't eat pork.
You're playing on the sweet potato pie, right?
I've never.
I'm bringing you one.
Who doesn't like sweet potato pie?
I'm not a pie guy.
How can you say you've lived and you know I've been here and there? And
I've been very sheltered.
How could you not have that? Like, how could you not want to taste that sweet potato pie?
It's funny. There are things that I've never tried.
I don't
and
even
I never
know who
will.
You are anymore.
Like for example, I've never
chitlins.
Had a mushroom.
Okay, I get that.
I would never put a mushroom in my mouth.
All right.
One that, you know, the kind that are grown in fertilizer. And one of the reasons I don't eat mushrooms because it's where my parents worked in the summers at my uncle's mushroom farm.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We got pies flowing. I might bring you one.
All right.
They'll help you see something.
Hey, Warriors Wednesday. We made it, Goo. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. And that segment also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
We can't make a free throw.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.